KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
They did a meta-analysis of all the available research on this phenomenon of disparity from arm to arm, looking at 54,000 people from all over the world. And currently, there's a guideline that states that if there's a 15-point difference between the systolic from side to side, that's a concern. Because what it might mean is that maybe there's a narrowing or stiffening of the arteries, which is suggestive of the risk of a heart attack or stroke. I mean, if it's happening in your arm arteries, maybe that's a portent that your heart arteries or your carotid arteries are also afflicted. But this study suggests that the threshold should be lowered to just 10 difference from arm to arm, which might be indicative of additional risk of atherosclerosis. But on the other hand, it is not definitive that the difference means you have plaque in the arteries in your arms. There might be other reasons. There might be reasons related to your nerves. The nerve outlets in the neck determine circulation to your hands and feet, in your hands and arms. The nerve outlets in your lower spine relate to circulatory differences in your legs from one side to the other. So it's not clear that this is a portent that you have atherosclerosis or blockage or narrowing. And so I wouldn't necessarily go with that impression and say, oh, my goodness, my cholesterol's high. I must lower it. What supplement shall I take? I would get, you know, as I mentioned last hour, I think imaging is much more definitive in terms of establishing risk for cardiovascular disease. And now we have coronary artery calcium scans. And, you know, because of, you know, if you're in the UK, maybe that's not available to the general public. Maybe you have to pay cash on the barrel head. It's not covered by the National Health Service. Even better is a coronary angiogram by CT, which can identify both hard and soft plaque. And then we can find out if indeed cholesterol is a problem. Because, as I mentioned, some people with relatively high LDL cholesterol are free of atherosclerosis. And just because there's a difference in your blood pressure from one side to the other, it's a warning sign. It's a yellow light caution that you might indeed have some atherosclerosis. But by no means is it diagnostic or definitive that indeed you have plaque throughout your circulatory system. 877-726-8255 our number. Okay, so let's talk about some of these new weight loss drugs and concerns. You know, they're fantastic because they seem to work to get people to lose a lot of weight. Losing a lot of weight is associated with protection from cardiovascular disease. Originally, they were intended for diabetes, and they certainly can improve blood sugar. So congratulations, Big Pharma, are coming up with the holy grail of scientific research on dealing with weight. On the other hand, there were some concerns, and one of those concerns was aired recently in The Lancet, one of the world's most widely cited and most widely read medical journals. It's a commentary that expresses concern that muscle loss as measured by decreases in fat-free mass. So, you know, say you lose 15 pounds. Well, you got to see what the before and after is in terms of your fat-free mass or your lean mass. And your lean mass is mostly muscle, although some of it is associated with connective tissue and internal organs. But decreases in fat-free mass can account for 25 to 39% of total weight loss over a period of 36 to 72 weeks. And they say that this rate of muscle decline is significantly higher than what is typically observed with non-pharmacological caloric restriction, a.k.a. dieting, or normal aging. Even normal aging, yeah, you're going to have sarcopenia, loss of lean muscle. You need to fight against that by consuming more protein and doing more resistance exercise, but it's an inevitable process that ultimately leads towards weakness and frailty and also to metabolic problems because when you lose muscle, muscle is an important hedge against insulin resistance. The more muscle you have, the less likely you are to have fluctuations in blood sugar. Also, the more muscle you have, there's all kinds of important metabolic effects of muscle, the less you have, the more prone you are to inflammation. So they say that this could lead to unintended negative health consequences. Right? We knew that. So for folks who are on these weight loss drugs, it's imperative that they get adequate protein because they're going to have decreased appetite. So they say, well, I don't want to, you know, like pushing the food around the plate, you know, I'll just have a little bit of rice or I'll have a salad. No, you need protein because if you deny your body adequate protein, you're going to lose more muscle. You also need to engage in resistance training. And resistance training will accelerate the weight loss, will also attenuate your appetite. I find that after a bout of exercise, I just lose my appetite for a while. But also will help to preserve your muscle in the face of this rapid weight loss. Okay, this item is of concern, though. There's a condition called NAION. That's an acronym for non-arteritic anterior ischemic optic neuropathy. And you probably haven't heard of it, right? NAION. But NAION... is the second most common form of optic neuropathy and a significant cause of blindness among adults. And it's particularly associated with overweight and insulin resistance. So you might think, okay, great, take these semaglutide drugs and you'll be less prone to it. Well, it turns out au contraire. According to a new study that shows a higher risk of NAION in patients prescribed semaglutide. Now you might say, well, those patients are overweight, they're fat, they have insulin resistance, so of course they have a higher risk. No, they compared them to patients of similar characteristics who were prescribed other medications for diabetes or obesity. And they found a disturbing trend because there was actually a significantly higher risk of NAION for patients prescribed a semaglutide. The risk was, sevenfold, according to this study, 7 to 8-fold higher risk. So they're going to have to do some careful monitoring to see if for some, they don't know why this is. You kind of counterintuitive. You think, oh, you lose weight, you know, you improve your blood sugar, you have less NAION. But something about the intrinsic action of these medications may be associated with this form of vision loss, for which there are no good treatments. I mean, they use some treatments to kind of patch up the eye, but once you have NAION, you can have irretrievable vision loss. So this is a concern, and we'll keep an eye, excuse the pun, on this potentially disturbing trend. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines HCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Well, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to learn more. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. We have time for a recorded question. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. My husband is an athlete with very normal weight, and we eat pretty healthy, very low carb. He had heaviness in his chest only two times while running uphill. His calcium score is 121, and the cardiologist said the blockage was all in one lower artery. And he was given various tests, CT, angiogram, echocardiogram, and lastly, a nuclear test, which he passed with no pain at the highest level the machine could go. So one cardiologist said he could take red yeast rice and plant sterols. The second cardiologist wants him to immediately take 5 milligrams of statin because he does not want to see blockage get worse and wants to lower my husband's LDL from 109 to 70. This is a really difficult decision. Can you help us try to make a decision? Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, and then I get called upon to do second opinions like this all the time. And, you know, the reason being is because I'm, you know, kind of, I espouse intelligent medicine, the best of both worlds. And I don't think it's a difficult decision. I think you should do an all-of-the-above approach. So let's explain what's going on here. This is a guy who experienced chest pressure on running, which I got to admit, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm going real hard, you know, climbing a hill on my bike, and, you know, I'm huffing and puffing, and I got a little, you know, sensation of breathlessness. And I, you know, when I was 35, you know, I could dismiss it as, you know, I'm just really gassed. But you have to pay attention to these symptoms when you're older. Could it really be something? So get checked out. He was found to have a calcium score of 100 and something. Now, that does not necessarily mean blockage. They throw this term around, blockage. It just means that there's some calcium there. And that type of test is incapable of pointing out whether there's blockage. The only test that really can determine that is a coronary angiogram, which he underwent. I don't know what the results of that were, whether that showed a true blockage. But my hunch is that he may not have blockage. The reason being is that he went all out on a nuclear stress test, and there were no changes. So that suggests that what he experienced while running or whatever he's doing, exerting himself uphill, was not a symptom of blockage. It was just that he was gassed. He was out of breath. You know, maybe he's a little older. Maybe this is not, you know, this presents an extraordinary challenge for him. But notwithstanding, he does have a plaque score, and it's, I think that's a relatively low plaque score, but it's not to be ignored. It probably should be treated with a statin and or medication to lower cholesterol, and he should do all the other things that are important. He should be taking, you know, things that are helpful for lowering cardiovascular risk, like aged garlic extract, like vitamin K, like adequate fish oil, using things like pycnogenol or grapeseed extract to enhance circulation, and so on. So these are not mutually exclusive things, and when you take a statin, of course, you need coenzyme Q10. So the answer is, taking all of the above approach, this is not such a dire situation. It just means take some precautions, you know, lock the doors, bolt the windows, you know, turn on your burglar alarm, do the things that are reasonable precautions. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? Well, it might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you get older, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells, NT-Factor Lipids. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-Factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. I've been using NT Factor for years, and now, for a limited time, take advantage of the NT Factor Essentials Bundle. Get 20% off either size of NT Factor Lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor
free. Patented Energy contains the same patented lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for the NT Factor Essentials Bundle.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The national proficiency level. The facts are clear. Our nation is facing a literacy crisis. But rather than solve the problem, school districts across the country are masking it by lowering standards and redefining proficiency. That is unfair to the children they are trusted to serve. The Leadership Institute's School Board Leaders Program refuses to give up on our nation's children. They deserve better, and we know that they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student, restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Buster Poindexter is back because inflation is hot, hot, hot. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. January inflation numbers have continued to climb, and the media has already found a way to pin this on Trump. We've done this to ourselves for a long period of time because inflation is not going away. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And here's a little reminder about a special offer from our friends at Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. They want you to stay healthy while keeping costs down. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, they're offering you coupons and free samples. So just go to kyolic.com/radio and click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. No purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples from Kyolic. All right, there's a little bit of a controversy going on in nutrition land, and it's about a popular electrolyte supplement called LMNT, pronounced element. It's kind of clever, LMNT, element. It is one of the more popular electrolyte packets on the market. And it's it really got a clean-looking website. They disclose the ingredients in Element, just 10 calories per serving. It comes in a little stick pack. And it contains all the things that you need, you know, if you're athletic and you sweat. It's geared towards an active audience, 200 milligrams of potassium, 1,000 milligrams of sodium. You know, look, you don't want it, if you're sedentary, you don't want that. But if you're very active and you sweat a lot, great for an athlete, cyclist, runner, et cetera. And 60 milligrams of magnesium. And it's the ingredients are listed as salt, citric acid, magnesium malate, potassium chloride, along with natural flavor and some stevia extract. So no sugar, right? Okay. This also kind of reveals the rationale for X, formerly known as Twitter, because things can get kind of blowing the whistle on Twitter. And so soon after Element boasted that it didn't have any carbohydrates or sugars, there was a post by a popular low-carb doctor. His name is Dr. Tro, T-R-O. And I follow this stuff because I follow not just politics, but I also follow nutrition on X, where Dr. Tro called out one of Element's co-founders saying, hey, you don't disclose the fact that you got maltodextrin in your product. And so they had to admit there was just a, little bit of maltodextrin in there, 4 milligrams. Now, to give you an idea what 4 milligrams is, you know, a lot of the capsules and pills you're taking are 500 milligrams. If you take a gel cap of fish oil, it may be 1,000 milligrams. So 4 milligrams is trivial. Well, okay, in the past month or so, it's been revealed that Element contains upwards of 550 milligrams of maltodextrin per capsule. All right, it's a kind of a flavoring agent. It's a thickening agent. Maltodextrin, what is it? It's a chain of glucose molecules chained together. So it's kind of like you know, halfway between simple sugar and a starch. And so what's the big clamor about? Well, part of it is that it purports to be a no-carbohydrate product. And here's an interesting study about adverse effects of this carbohydrate, maltodextrin. First of all, maltodextrin also is concerning because it has effects on the microbiome. It may, according to some studies, create intestinal inflammation. So you don't really want that amount of maltodextrin, even though relatively small, in your electrolyte supplement. And they blame this on a mistake that, you know, they didn't check the formulation, that their supplier of ingredients did not reveal that there is a more substantial amount of maltodextrin in the product, in the raw material, than was disclosed. But it's an embarrassment for the Element folks. This study suggests, another study on harmful effects of maltodextrin, sucralose, a common sweetener, in this study did not alter appetite or insulin sensitivity. Okay, so it just gave you a sweet taste. Sucralose, NutraSweet, you know, is not associated with, in this study, with altering appetite or having an impact on insulin. However, when combined with a little bit of maltodextrin, it goes into overdrive. They say these findings indicate that consumption of sucralose in the presence of carbohydrate rapidly impairs glucose metabolism, rapidly, and results in longer-term decreases in brain sensitivity to sweet taste, which makes you more avid for sweets, right? Because the brain, you know, you sense, oh, I've had enough sweets, I can stop now. The combo of sucralose, a non-sugar sweetener, and this carbohydrate can create dysregulation of gut-brain control of glucose metabolism. So this is more than just a minor glitch. This is actually a concern and kind of a black eye for the folks at Element. You know, hopefully they'll rapidly do some damage control, get the maltodextrin out of their electrolyte solution. But it's very popular stuff, especially among young people and even touted by some high-profile podcasters. Not me. Here's truly excluded. All right. You've heard me say for years that NT-Factor is a breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells, and that includes your immune cells, such as your T-cells and white blood cells. You know, if your muscles are energy-dependent and your brain is energy-dependent and your heart is energy-dependent, so too is your immune system. So it's plausible that NT-Factor can contribute to a more robust and effective immune response, especially when teamed with vitamins C and D. So they now have a product, NT-Factor with vitamin D3 and K2, and you can get a bottle of C1000 with NT-Factor absolutely free. That's a BOGO offer, buy one, get one free. That's a savings of over $26 on those products, that product bundle. Just go to ntfactor.com and activate your immune system with a powerful antioxidant, vitamin C, along with vitamin D, to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamin C and D with NT-Factor at ntfactor.com. All right. This item is very disconcerting, and it has to do with a survey of people who use federally qualified health centers. Now, this is generally for individuals who are not of means, relatively economically disadvantaged individuals, often minorities, in areas that are underserved by health care. So they go to federally qualified health centers. They looked at individuals who attended these federally qualified health centers and who had no prior diagnosis of cognitive impairment. And they got their primary care at these federally qualified health centers. And they wanted to see what percentage of them had cognitive impairment at age 65 or older. Okay, just 65. I consider 65 relatively young. You know, it's like, oh, to be 65 again. Here's what they found, and it truly is disconcerting. 62% had mild cognitive impairment, MCI. That's the majority. Already at 65 and older, 12% had full-on dementia. Only 25.5% had no cognitive impairment. Only a quarter had no cognitive. So just these it may be conditions of poverty.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Socially vulnerable older adults, a.k.a. poor people, receiving primary care from federally qualified health centers. There's a need to develop timely, equitable, scalable, and sustainable approaches for early detection of cognitive impairment. So, I mean, this is, a shame for America that and I think this represents a fairly sizable proportion of the population, that over 65s who are poor, disadvantaged, urban dwellers or perhaps rural dwellers on poor diets and with poor medical care, that there is such a high degree, the majority of individuals over 65 suffer from some form of cognitive impairment, if not dementia, full-on dementia, and only a quarter are cognitively normal. That is a scary statistic. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity Gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today, also available online.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
A salesman, 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
It's just really inspirational, the way Darlene looks at her job, the way she looks at leadership, and how she really just wants to help her family business. She really wants to, like, pass this on to the younger generations, and that's just an amazing way to view things.
Yeah. Do you think you have anything in common with Darlene?
She definitely seems like a people's person who likes talking to people a lot, and that's kind of what I see in her of myself.
So, Darlene, are there roles at Clemens Food Group for people like Lucia who are excellent communicators and want to help people out?
Absolutely. To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Time for another of our recorded phone calls from 877-726-8255. Let's hear it.
I have a question on how much vitamin D should a person in a six-year remission with Hodgkin's lymphoma take per day? And I was told today by a PA that taking collagen to help your joints and skin, everything, is a myth because your body makes its own collagen. And answers to these would be great. Thank you very much. Bye.
Oh, okay, great. There is a connection between vitamin D levels and the prognosis for people with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it's important for patients with Hodgkin's disease and lymphoma in general to have adequate levels of vitamin D because here's just one study in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. They found that pretreatment vitamin D deficiency was associated with significantly poorer progression-free and overall survival in patients receiving treatment for Hodgkin's lymphoma. Low levels and even insufficient levels were associated with poor outcomes. And so I would recommend that you take adequate vitamin D. See, it's not a one-size-fits-all to achieve optimal vitamin D levels. Some people achieve vitamin D levels that are good with 1,000 or 2,000 a day. Others may require 5,000 or even more per day. So I would begin taking 5,000, and after about 3 months or so, I would check your levels. And I would shoot, you know, for a patient of mine, I would shoot for a level of 60 or 70, even as high as 80, perhaps not over 100 because that's the threshold for toxicity. But however much it takes to achieve high normal levels would be a hedge against recurrence of Hodgkin's disease. And congratulations that he's in remission. Okay, so is taking collagen a myth because your body makes its own? I don't believe that's the case. I mean, the same argument could be made for certain vitamins that, you know, may be synthesized in the body. I mean, there's some evidence that there's synthesis of some vitamins in the body, and so you don't need to take them. Well, you do need to take them. They are essential. Same thing goes for something that's optional, like creatine. Is there a role for creatine, even though your body makes creatine? Well, I take additional creatine every day because I believe it supports muscle metabolism, and also it may have a role for the brain, and its levels decline as you age. So taking it is a reasonable anti-aging strategy. Same thing with collagen. Collagen production declines as you age, and taking additional oral collagen has been shown to have a benefit for skin, hair, nails, as well as joints and all the connective tissue in your body, including, I might add, the connective tissue in your arteries. I mean, we tend to overlook that fact, is that connective tissue lines your arteries, and to the extent that collagen declines, the elasticity of your blood vessels may decline. So, I think there is a role for collagen. You know, I think that this speaks to the woeful miseducation or lack thereof around the field of nutrition for health practitioners. And, you know, one of the things I'm working on is with my alma mater, my medical school, is to, and I just talked to some med students there about ways of enhancing nutrition education my school, Albert Einstein College of Medicine, and they're gung-ho. They crave that information. It's important lifestyle medication, lifestyle medicine that can really make America healthy again, to use a well-worn phrase. Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Well, I believe in this product. It's MitoPure. I use it daily in my shakes or on fruit as a powder. It's the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure works on mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. And as we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. I've reviewed it, and I find it credible. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A, and since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. This item is quite an interesting study. It's a study from China, and it's about dry eye, real common problem. You know, it affects a high percentage of people, and they use sometimes powerful drugs, immunosuppressant drugs, to treat it. Expensive drugs, drugs with side effects. This study looked at the effects of laughter versus an active treatment, which is hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is a moisturizing agent, and it can be helpful for dry eye. So the control was not a placebo. It was an active ingredient, something that does work on dry eye. And so I just don't know how they set up this research, but they got a group of volunteers to laugh 30 times per five-minute session. And they had to vocalize the phrases, this is from Chinese, he he he, ha ha ha, cheese, cheese, cheek, 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 ha 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 ha, 30 times per 5 minute session. And it got them to laugh. And what they found is it increased the secretions of tears that helped to alleviate dry eye in a way comparable to sodium hyaluronic acid. So there you have it. All right. Thanks very much for joining us. Check out drhoffman.com for all things intelligent medicine. Have yourselves a safe and healthy weekend.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. Three people have died, two critically injured, and one person is missing after a boat capsized Sunday off Staten Island. It happened around noon in the Ambrose Channel, a shipping lane between Staten Island and Queens. NYPD Harbor Patrol, FDNY, and the U.S. Coast Guard rushed to the scene after someone on board called 911. Olaf Scholz has conceded defeat to the Conservative Party in Germany's national election.
German opposition leader Friedrich Merz has claimed victory in Sunday's election for German Chancellor. And incumbent Olaf Scholz has conceded defeat for his center-left Social Democrats, calling the loss a bitter election result. Voting happened 7 months earlier than originally planned, after Scholz's unpopular coalition collapsed in November, 3 years into his term. Alternative for Germany nearly doubled its support. I'm Donna Water.
The Justice Department files a complaint accusing a federal judge in Washington of misconduct during hearings over President Trump's executive order that calls for banning transgender troops from serving in the U.S. military.
The complaint filed by Attorney General Pam Bondi's chief of staff accuses U.S. District Judge Anna Reyes of inappropriately questioning a government lawyer about his religious beliefs and then trying to embarrass the attorney with a rhetorical exercise during an exchange about discrimination. It's seeking an investigation saying appropriate action should be taken to ensure that future hearings are conducted with the dignity and impartiality the public has a right to expect. A representative from the judge's chambers declined to comment. Ken Lorman reporting.
President Trump names Dan Bongino deputy director of the FBI. Bongino served in the past as a member of NYPD and the Secret Service and is also a radio talk show host. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht. What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
New FBI director plans to move hundreds of staffers out of Washington.
On the same day Kash Patel was sworn in as FBI director, he told senior officials of his plans to relocate up to 1,000 employees from Washington to field offices around the U.S. and an additional 500 to a large bureau facility in Huntsville, Alabama. In a statement, the FBI says Director Patel has made clear his promise to the American public that FBI agents will be in communities focused on combating violent crime. Donna Water, Washington.
Pope Francis remains in critical condition with blood tests showing signs of kidney failure. And a Sunday update, the Vatican noted the Pope had a mild renal insufficiency, which they say is under control. The 88-year-old pontiff is being treated for double pneumonia and is receiving oxygen. He was admitted to the hospital on February 14th after he had difficulty breathing and was then diagnosed with pneumonia in both lungs. News and analysis at townhall.com. A major dog sled race is forced to track farther north in Alaska.
A lack of snow along a dangerous stretch of the world-famous Iditarod sled dog race has led to its rerouting for the fourth time in its history. The ceremonial start will still be in Anchorage next Saturday, but the official start for the 33 teams will be 2 days later in Fairbanks, about 360 miles north, where it also began in 2003, 2015, and 2017. The race takes about 10 days all told, with the winner crossing the finish line in Nome. George Williams reporting.
French anti-terrorism authorities say four people are in custody after a deadly stabbing in eastern France that authorities linked to Islamic radicalism. A Portuguese man was killed in the attack in the city of Mulhouse near the German border. anti-terrorism prosecutor's office said seven police officers were wounded, including a parking control agent. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Attention hunters! Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading at 3058 Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Shop Blackburn.com or buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You know what college your child wants to go to or you think you want them to go to. Uh-huh. There, a lot of the colleges have a prepaid program that can help out.
Okay.
And then there's also just a regular savings account. Open up a different account and put money into it on a regular basis if you want to. That's another way to kind of set that money aside. There's also in Missouri and in a lot of states, there's a Uniform Transfer of Minors Act account that, again, kind of sets money aside, but when the kids be a certain age, they become the owner of that account, and it's not earmarked and you don't get the tax savings of a 529, but it is a way of kind of, you know, putting money aside for that purpose if you want to.
Okay.
But what people traditionally are thinking about here is that 529 college savings plan, and there's a lot of different reasons for it. We'll kind of get into them throughout the morning here, but you know, saving at a tax-free, state tax-free level is one of the biggest advantages. And so it's kind of like a Roth. It's going to, you know, you're going to get some state tax deductions when you put the money in. It's going to grow tax, tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out tax-free as long as you're using it for qualified education purposes. So it can be huge, and you still have some flexibility if you don't use it that way.
Okay. All right. And are there any contribution limits like there are on many of these items?
So there are, and each state's a little different. So I hesitate to get too deep into it.
Yeah.
You know, I can speak to Missouri and Kansas.
Sure.
But every state's got their own rules, so you need to check with your local state. But there are lifetime limits, and then again, those, you know, vary by state. But I've seen as low as $235,000 that could be put towards college savings, and as high as $550,000 that could be put in for over the life of that college program, you know, for that child. So there's a lot of flexibility in there.
And so are those totals contributions or the actual value of the 529 investment account?
It's on the deposit, on the contribution levels.
Okay.
So the growth is irrelevant, is how much you put in.
Okay.
Growth
right.
can come into play in a different reason, and I'll kind of touch on that in a minute.
Yeah. I'm visiting today with Bruce Glenn, Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rowley Wealth and Benefits. If this is getting your attention, you have questions, probably spawning a lot of questions in the Kansas City area. It's 913-308-0277 or toll-free outside of the KC area, 888-241-2361. Or you could also go online at RowleyWB.com. And Bruce, can a 529 fund be used for international education? You hear a lot more about a lot of these kids are studying abroad.
Right, absolutely, and they can be, right? It still has some certain constraints as far as being an approved type of an institution, but it could be as diverse as going to Cordon Bleu in France.
Hmm.
You know, and or theoretically taking golf lessons in Arizona. So there are certain
yeah.
things, if they're a qualified program in class, you can do it. And so, yes, international does qualify under the same type overview as the United States qualification for institutions.
Okay. And, you know, one thing, are you hearing more and more kids are going into the trades and they're getting these, you know, certified as an HVAC technician. So one of my boys got a certification for HVAC. Another one, you know, electronics, electrician, there's plumbing, there's automotive. Are you hearing about a lot more kids doing that, and can these plans be used for that?
So, yes, absolutely. There are, not in every case, so you have to check with your local state and what their rules are, but there are a lot more flexibilities for some trade opportunities there, and you're absolutely right. There's more need now than ever for people to go into the trades. For whatever reason, we've gone down this path that everybody thinks if somebody doesn't get a 4-year college degree, then they're not going to have any chance of success. And we're really short in the trades, plumbing and electricians and HVAC and mechanics and so on and so forth. But, yeah, there's a lot of those programs, certifications that a college savings plan can be used for.
And I'll tell you what, one of my boys is interested in becoming an electrician, and I was listening to the news. This has been just a little while back, watching the news, and I said, and I paused it, and I backed it up. I said, come here and listen to this. And it said, and I forgot, maybe 2030, 2035, so not too far in the distant future, we'll have a shortage of 300,000 electricians.
Oh, absolutely.
300,000.
Right. We've got a lot of clients in our 401k piece of our practice that are, you know, own plumbing businesses and HVAC and so on and so forth, and they're all, those industries are really shorthanded.
Yep. So what that means is if you're able to fund this, get your certification, work hard, and learn, you'll make a six-figure income, I'll tell you that. So, all right. So, and then, Bruce, is it possible to use these 529 funds for K-12 education?
Right. Great question. And it didn't used to be.
Hmm.
But more recent changes have opened that up, and you can actually use this up to $10,000 a year for from K, you know, through 12 for private school or however you want to do it. And it also can include some boarding and some laptops and different things like that. It doesn't have to be just purely tuition. So there is a $10,000 current cap on that it can be used. Absolutely. And that's a great help also.
Well, and if you think about that, so, but It didn't used to be. It used to be just for college purposes, but now I guess changes have been made to make this a little more flexible.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a good thing they did that because, like you said, there's a lot more diverse needs for education across the country than what we've had in the past.
And there are so many parents and sometimes you have grandparents that are raising kids, but the bottom line is they're looking for educational alternatives. So a lot of these private schools, you have, like a Catholic private school, and you have just a lot of different school options, and that is fantastic to know that these funds can be used for those things as well. We're speaking with Bruce Glenn today, Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits in the Kansas City area, 308-0277. Outside of the KC area, toll-free 888-241-2361 or online at rallywb.com. And, Bruce, just very, very quickly, the government has – we've stopped these rate decreases from the Fed. And any concern about them not continuing that trend, or are they going to slow this down? What do you feel about that?
You know, it's going to be hard to say. I think, as you know, our listeners know, I was never a proponent that we're going to have a lot of rate cuts last year, and we had a couple at the end, but that was it. Not what Wall Street was predicting. And, you know, we have plateaued down. We had 3 rate cuts at the end of the year, and then we didn't do anything this last meeting. So we'll see. The main thing is they're watching inflation. They don't want inflation to spark back up again.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is the numbers coming out of Washington, D.C. are usually wrong to some degree or another the first time they report them.
Yeah.
The next month they come out and they re-report what happened last month.
They'll make
and
corrections.
Correct it. They correct it. Yeah. A lot of times they correct it over a couple of different months, but it seems like the numbers coming out of Washington, D.C. the last half of last year were even worse than usual.
All right. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. 529 plans must remain in the original beneficiary's name. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you'll see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do?
You can move it to yourself. You can move it to your spouse, and somebody else could use that. So that's very, very flexible in that regard. But there's a lot of other good flexibilities to the 529 plan if you don't use it as originally anticipated. Okay. So the 529, again, you put the money in, you get state tax deduction in most states. The money grows tax-free, and it's managed in a way that's pretty consistent where you can have a it's kind of like a target date in a 401k plan where they'll target the child's age towards age 18,
mm-hmm.
meaning it'll be a little more aggressive in the markets when they're further away from age 18 and they become more conservative. But you can change that investment around. You don't have to do it that way, but if you just default it, that's kind of what it's designed to be. Because you don't want the market to blow up your college savings right before the child needs to go to school.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
So that, you know, that's kind of the way that works. But if you don't use it at all, you say, hey, we're never going to need this for college savings, you can cash it out, and the only penalty is on just 10% of the growth only. So let's say that over accumulation of time, you put $100,000 in.
Okay.
And let's say that it doubles to $200,000, for example, and you cash it out. Your penalty would be 10% of the growth, or $10,000 in this example, so you still cash out $190,000.
Okay.
So that's not the worst penalty in the world.
Yeah.
There's a lot worse penalties out there if
yeah.
you don't use it that way. But also, with the newer changes to the program, with it expanded the K-12 option, there's also an option now that you could take as much as $35,000 of your college, you know, qualified savings and rolled into a Roth account.
Hmm.
So that's kind of a nice deal there. And then a lot of people don't realize this, but a 529 college plan can also be a pretty good estate planning idea because the gifting on that, it doesn't trigger gift tax. And then that's something else that's really good for parents who are trying to get their kids qualified for financial aid or things like that. They're looking at the parents' income levels. Well, this doesn't really fall into that. So it doesn't affect the financial aid piece of it as much. And then on the same hand, I'm kind of rambling on about a lot of little small pieces and nuances to this. And call my office. We can get you great information on the whole nine yards here. But another thing is there's not a cap on income. And so many programs out there, if you make too much money, you can't qualify. You know, and so this is one that it's not income-based. anybody should can do this. So it's a really great program overall.
Mr. Bruce Glenn, he's the senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits. If this is stirring you, you're like, oh, wait a minute, I think I have questions. Give us a call here at 913-308-0277 outside of the KC area. Toll free 888-241-2361. You can always visit online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, as you know, Senior Care Live is all about information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. So we have quite a few folks who are over 65. They're retired. They listen to the program. And so this is really maybe a little more geared toward them. If grandparents wanted to provide a 529 fund to their grandchildren, is that something that they are able to do?
Absolutely. And in my practice, our team sees a lot more grandparents opening up these savings accounts than the parents themselves. Mm. And part of this is because the parents are still trying to make payday to payday, and they don't always have the discretionary extra money to put into a 529 college plan. So yep. Grandparents a lot of times do that. And the interesting thing about it is, and this is something I always coach our clients if they can, open the account up and then invite the rest of your family to add money into it as well. So like if a parent opens it up and maybe the grandparents like to give, money at birthday or Christmas or whatever the case might be, maybe some of that money goes into the 529 plan. So, anybody within the family can put money into it, or, friends can put money into it on behalf of that child.
Okay. And I thought it was really interesting when you mentioned earlier that, you can put money in for your child, but you could also put money in. I always thought it was just something that was just for your immediate children, but you mentioned as far as maybe nieces and nephews and that sort of thing.
Right, and we do have clients that have set those aside for their nieces and nephews as well. But, if your child doesn't decide that to go to a qualified program, then you can move to another child in the same family or move to a niece or nephew. And so there's a certain range there. You can do that in most states.
So what happens if you have a child, you have a significant amount of dollars or money into this fund, and your child turns 18 and they say, you know what? I don't think I want to go to school. I don't want to go to college. What happens?
Yeah, right. So again, you could either move it to another child or another family member that might be able to use that.
Yeah.
If you want to cash that out, there's that 10% penalty on the growth of it, but it's only on the growth. If you want to use it yourself, maybe you want to go take golf lessons in the University of Arizona go be that gourmet chef. I always joke about it, Cordon Bleu in France, but literally you could do that. So there's a lot of different flexibilities that you can do in those areas.
Good deal, good deal. And then I guess kind of last but not least, we're hearing a lot about the government's effort to reduce costs and just try to run the government more efficiently, but on the cost-wise. So
Right. Making
a lot of cuts, somehow that's stirred up, a lot of controversy. I'm not getting into all of that. But so the government is trying to be more responsible in general with our money and the way they spend it. I think it at a high level that's a really good thing. Now, how you go about it, one thing or another. But the bottom line is, does that effort, I mean, it's been thrown around that we might be able to cut out of our expenses like $1 trillion, which is just blows my mind. But even if they got half of that, they're just starting it, but does that have any impact on the financial markets?
Right, so you're talking about federal efforts.
The federal efforts.
Right,
the Department of Government Efficiencies.
Right, and so the 529 college plans, and I think I'm going to answer something first, and then I'm going to come back to your question.
Sure,
So the 529 college plans, just to let everybody be mind at ease, they're a state-sponsored program. So, and each state's different. So I want to stress the fact you need to check your local state and see what your programs are. But most, like Missouri and Kansas, are both reciprocal. So it doesn't matter what kind of 529 plan you have.
Okay.
It still would work in Missouri or Kansas. As far as the government, though, so the big question is tariffs. And are we going to have tariffs that are so big that it affects the overall global economy or the markets and things like that? And, what they end up negotiating down to, we'll see. When President Trump was in office before, he had some tariffs he put in place. And a lot of those tariffs stayed in place even through the President Biden administration.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A lot of people like to act like, oh, the tariff idea is brand new. It's not brand new.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, because President Trump is a negotiator at heart, he's a business guy, and he'll throw big numbers out there, and where he ends up landing at is something less than what he's shooting out there, most likely.
Yeah.
I don't think that tariffs initially are going to – they could be a little bit of a disruption to the market temporarily, but I think they might be a well-needed medicine.
Excellent, excellent. Mr. Bruce Glenn, he's the Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits, 913-308-0277, or toll-free 888-241-2361, online at rallywb.com. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Help quickly. Use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free. Activation is free. Shipping is free. And no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Buster Poindexter is back because inflation is hot, hot, hot. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. January inflation numbers have continued to climb, and the media has already found a way to pin this on Trump. We've done this to ourselves for a long period of time because inflation is not going away. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, back with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits in the Kansas City area, 913-308-0277 or toll-free 888-241-2361 online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, what are some of the more common mistakes that you see people make when investing? Because you've been around this a long time. You have so many clients all around the country. You've probably seen a mistake or two or maybe three.
Yeah, thanks for talking about my gray hair, Steve. Appreciate that. You know, one of the biggest things is people don't take advantage of the time value of money. They don't start saving soon enough. And so, especially with our 401k practice, we coach and preach, even if you can't save much, save at least 1% this year. Next year, add a percent to it. Everything adds up, and it's just really, really important to start off with the good habits early. So that's one of the bigger things I see happen to people. But I will also say it's never too late to help.
I was going to ask about that because a lot of folks, maybe they didn't have it or they had a family early and they're really struggling, just like you said, you know, month to month. And now maybe they're 50 years old, maybe 60, and they can finally start saving. And is it too late? So obviously it's not ideal, but what can you do for someone in that situation?
So you've got to really be careful about your budgeting and understand what you do have to work with and then try and be as efficient with that money as you can. And, you know, you have to be careful with the risk levels. If somebody doesn't have a lot of money, they're going to need to have all of it fairly short time frame. They need to be a lot more conservative with what they can do with it.
Okay.
And maybe not even invest at all, be more just a saver.
Okay.
It just depends. And some people, they may try and be overly aggressive and try and make up for a bad saving habit all too quick. And we all know it's kind of like a crash diet. You can't do it. You can't do it overnight. So
yeah. Usually if you do a crash diet, you're going to get it all and then some fairly soon after that. So
right.
Never a good idea. Well, so last month, you know, we talked a lot about annuities and I think we can maybe talk about that for days, but that spurred a lot of our listeners to call into your office, had a lot of questions. So you know, maybe we should have just kind of a quick overview on the annuities again, because there's so many different types. It's not the right fit for everyone. It's the right fit for some folks. And maybe we should just review that again real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. So annuities can be as simple as a CD type of a product, meaning that it's got a certain number of years and it's going to mature, give you your money back at that point, and you're going to get your interest along the line. And so it's very much like a CD. Of course, they're insured by the insurance company and not FDIC-backed, but that's one item. Annuities over the history of time have had a bad reputation because before 2002, if you're going to use an annuity to get a guaranteed income for life payment, you had to annuitize it, and that's a nasty word. Annuitization means you've given up the rights of your money to that insurance company in exchange for this lifelong check.
Hmm.
Now, in some cases, it can be the last best effort to maximize how much money you're going to get per month. It can be the right. That's called a single premium immediate annuity, or in our industry we call it a SPIA. Typically, what I find that most people need, if they need an annuity, if they don't have a ton of money out there and there's some concern they might run out of money and they need some peace of mind of a check in the mailbox. that's in addition to Social Security or pension. There are guaranteed income annuities. And again, it's backed up by the full faith of the insurance company. And that's the type of an annuity that you might buy now, and it has a guaranteed amount of step-ups. Every year that they don't turn it on, it's going to go up at least a minimum amount, and they might be tied to the market, or they might even get a bigger step-up. But they're at least going to get some kind of growth every year on their benefit base. And so that's important. And then once they do turn it on, they now have converted that growth phase to a payout phase. Mm. And they're going to get a guaranteed check for life the rest of their life. And you can cover two lives there if you want to. And in most cases, you can put a return of premium on it, meaning that if you put in X dollars into it and you didn't use all of that, what you didn't use still goes to your beneficiaries. Or if you had some luck and the account grew, then they would get the better of the two, whatever the account value was, or you know that. But those are a few. There's a lot more types of annuities than just that. But those are a few, and where we see them used quite a bit.
And so are there a lot of costs that are involved with annuities that might be built into how these things operate and work? And maybe that has an impact on the performance. Maybe it doesn't. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so that's a great question. And contrary to popular belief, the insurance companies aren't in business for free.
I thought they were. I thought they were very charitable.
Shazam. But, you know, the old-fashioned variable annuities, which we have a lot of those out there, and at the time that they were, and they're still there now, but at the time they were probably the best option, I'd say, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. That there are a lot of fees associated with that. It's more of a pure, you know what you're really getting and what the costs actually are. There are also annuities out there that will give you a certain amount of performance. They may even say they'll give you 100% of the market performance, but they're using the dividends to buy options and do things like that. There are some annuities out there that can give you some buffering, where if the market's down, it's going to only give you so much of the downside. A lot of the newer annuities are saying they're free. Well, yeah, technically they don't have a specific fee attached to it, but they may be capping off how much performance you're going to receive of the S&P 500. So what we do is, and this is critical, Steve, when we have somebody that comes to us and has an annuity, we do a call with the annuity company direct. Their 800 number with the client, and we do a series of about 35 questions to find out about this annuity, how it really works. And then we have an annuity net that has behind-the-scenes information also. And then we really educate these folks on what they really have, because all too often an annuity is sold by a company that's all they've got, or maybe it's sold by their insurance guy who does their homeowners or something different. They may not ever hear about that annuity again. And people are more confused and lost about annuities they bought years ago than any other product out there that I know of.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I mean, if you are one of the individuals that Bruce just described and you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah, you know, we bought that. I don't even think the agent is here anymore. If you have questions, I would encourage you to reach out to Bruce Glenn. Again, he's a senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits. So in the Kansas City market, it's 913-308-0277. But Rally Wealth and Benefits has clients all around the country. And so you use the toll-free number, 888-241-2361. You could also visit online, excellent website, rallywb.com. And seriously, give them a call. They can answer your questions. And maybe it's time to make a change with some of these things.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. And there's no obligation. We've got a very robust practice. We're happy to take on new clients, but we're not twisting these arms either. We want to help people that want help. And so there's no obligation. We don't charge anything. We do a nice, full, complimentary retirement plan for folks also.
That is phenomenal. I would take Bruce up on that offer. What about insuring an uninsurable interest? I've heard you say that before. What does that mean? And maybe we can unpack that.
Well, and that is such a big issue. And it's not just annuities for income for life. It's not just long-term care or life insurance. But think about it. It's car insurance. It's homeowners insurance, so on and so forth. If I was driving a 1970 Ford Pinto, and I was putting full coverage collision on that car, now maybe it's not a good example because maybe it's an antique and it's worth a lot of money. But if it was just a regular car,
or it might blow up if it gets rear-ended if it's a Pinto.
So. There you go, exactly. That's why. But one of my first jobs, I had to drive a Pinto to get parts for this auto parts store. I didn't know they were putting me on a death trap. Anyway. But you want to make sure you've got an insurable interest. There was a client we have now that we probably 5 or 10 years ago when they became a client the first time. They didn't have a lot of money, but somebody who's unscrupulous had sold them a long-term care policy.
Hmm.
This long-term care policy was taking literally 25% of her investments out per year. At this point, she didn't have much left over, and she couldn't afford to keep this thing in force.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So it was a situation where she bought something she really couldn't afford in the first place.
Right.
So she shouldn't have bought it.
Right.
But we see that. You know, you see that in the long-term care world.
Yep. People are trying to make a sale, and it doesn't really matter if it fits or not.
Exactly.
And I really hate that. So what about... And we've talked about this before. You know, I have so many questions. I want to get to this next really important question after the break. But Bruce, I appreciate you staying with us a little bit longer today to kind of unpack some of these other important questions and subjects that we have. Reach out to Bruce Glenn. Again, he's a senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits in the Kansas City area. It's 913-308-0277. You could call toll-free outside of that area anytime from anywhere, 888-241-2361. You could also visit online at rallywb.com. And coming up next, we're going to talk about a really, really important question of should you consider working with a captive agent or an independent agent? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com. I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes a very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems.
Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I really like your emphasis on servant leadership. I am a leader in my Boy Scout troop, and I've had to learn how to use servant leadership to really communicate with my scouts. And I just think this is just a great way to build positive relationships with people you work with.
That's amazing. So, Jacob, let me ask you another question. You're familiar with the term servant leadership through Scouts. How did it feel when Darlene started talking about that and you see the real-world connection?
I just thought it was great, you know? It helps me see how I can use servant leadership outside of Boy Scouts and just in my day-to-day life.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org. .org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Here with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. Bruce, first of all, let me just remind our listeners how to get in touch with you in the KC area, 913-308-0277, toll free, 888-241-2361. You can also visit online at rallywb.com. And Bruce kind of did a little bit of a teaser there at the end of that last segment. So which approach do you feel is better? And I know you and I already agree on this. Working with a captive agent, which means an agent that just represents, you know, one company, limited options, versus an independent agent or broker that may have a multitude of options.
And I think that is very important. And it's not to say that there's not awesome people that are a captive agent
for a brand company.
We're not throwing anybody underneath the bus.
No.
But I think most consumers owe it to themselves and their families to shop the market thoroughly. And so that usually means you're maybe working with an independent agent who has, you know, 30 or 40 different lines of insurance. Maybe it's working with someone like yourself in the senior care community housing market, where you're not just working with somebody that is only getting paid by a couple of places.
Yeah.
They're actually paying you as a fiduciary to shop the whole market for them.
Yeah.
Same idea. I just think it's better to really know what's out there. You hate to buy something and then all of a sudden you find out that something else is better, lower cost, whatever the case might be. And it's just because the people you were dealing with didn't have that available to them. They're going to sell you what they have.
Yeah. Well, and what I've seen is that someone who is with, you know, limited options or one option or one company, you know, they're trying to fit everyone into that, you know, it's the square peg in a round hole, you know, potentially.
Right.
Because this works and this works. And maybe there's another vehicle through a broker that has access to all of these other options. Maybe there's just a better option. That's nothing against the person, you know, who's captive. But the bottom line is, I believe the broker model, the agent model, the fiduciary model is just a much better, more pro-consumer. I think it's in your best interest personally. So.
Right. And somebody couldn't be a fiduciary if they only have one company.
Yeah.
In a market that has a lot of different companies out there, they just wouldn't be able to work for their best interest. What a fiduciary means, working for my client's best interest.
Yeah.
So that could be a big problem.
That definitely makes sense. And then kind of in the same realm, you know, what about these one fund companies?
We see that a lot out there. There's a few companies out there that are behemoths in our industry, and they've got some good funds in their fund lineup, but there's over 800 fund companies in the world. And it'd be kind of crazy to assume that any one company had the best idea on all the different types of investments out there. It would kind of be like having an all-star game with nothing but the Kansas City Royals fielding the entire American League team. That would be a very good all-star team.
Yeah. You want the best of all of the different teams represented as, in theory, the best team that you could possibly put together.
Did you like how quickly I shifted gears?
I did.
Kansas City Chiefs to the Royals?
I did.
It's a new season.
Well, so we kind of limped into the playoffs last year with the Royals, and this year we've added a bunch of really good pitchers in the bullpen. We have added to our starting pitching. We've got some bats in there. I don't think we're limping into the playoffs this year. I think we're going to earn our way into the playoffs and pretty handily, I think.
Spring always springs eternal optimism.
Yeah.
I feel good about the Royals this year as well.
I do too. So, and then what about, you know, mutual funds versus the ETFs? And a lot of folks may not have even heard of the term ETF, exchange traded funds. So.
You know, see, this is probably going to be the most revolutionary time in our industry. A few years ago, well, and mutual funds started in 1924, so 100 years ago. And the ETF started about 30 years ago, give or take. And they've got some advantages. There's some tax coding that's more favorable to the ETF. The 401k world isn't, for the most part, isn't able to use ETFs, but the private wealth world is. And if you don't have an IRA, if you've got what we call non-qualified or non-IRA money, using the ETF is going to be some tax advantages for you. And they've evolved the ETF menu of options out there dramatically. And a lot of the mutual fund companies now that didn't adopt ETFs originally now are getting on the bandwagon. And in most cases, they're cloning, or as close as they can clone legally, to their existing funds that they already have been running forever and making an ETF version of it. And they typically cost, you know, around a third of the cost of a mutual fund. And they have more tax advantages where not every trade is a taxable event and things like that. I think in the next 5 years, 10 years at the most, you're going to see almost all private wealth money run through ETFs instead of mutual funds. Not saying mutual funds are going to go away altogether, but we're seeing massive outflows from mutual funds and going into ETFs, and it's just going to continue.
Well, and it must be a better option for them, and so that's why it's happening. So, no, that's great information. And then what about 401ks? You have a lot of job movement out there, period. I mean, that always happens, and your tenure in a particular company seems to be shorter and shorter, potentially. What about rolling over your 401ks, or maybe more specifically, not rolling over your 401k? We have penalties involved and that sort of thing.
Right. So if you're going to roll your 401k over, you want to make sure you either roll it from the old company's custodian who ran that 401k plan to the new company's 401k if they have one. You also can roll it to an IRA, and there's not a penalty for that. There's no taxable event for doing that. If you put it in your pocket, you've only got 60 days to reinvest that money into an IRA or another 401k qualified plan. So you want to make sure you don't do that, because if you do that, you now are going to be subject to the taxes on that money, it can be really nasty. So, you know, I think the number one mistake is you should roll your money into another IRA or another 401k or 403b or other type of a qualified plan if you're going to move it. If you leave it at the old company, the problem there is you're not getting communication any longer.
Okay.
A lot of times people forget to change the beneficiary. I mean, the courts are full of cases where, you know, husband dies, had remarried 30 years ago, but never changed the beneficiary from the old wife to the new wife, or vice versa. Pick it however you want to play it, right? But the problem is, a lot of times that old 401k is out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. And so it's a good idea to keep it all with your new company, or if you've got a financial advisor like our team, roll it, you know, to an IRA with us, or you can roll it to your bank, or whatever you want to do. I mean, you've got a lot of options, but don't just cash it out, because you're going to lose about 40% of that money.
Oh, boy.
Between state, federal taxes, and penalties if you're under 59 and a half years old. So there's a lot of consequences you've got to be careful about. So you can call us and we can talk you through that.
Well, like you said earlier, you know, 10% on that 529 plan,
right,
if you end up just not using it for the original intention, 40% on your 401k if you put it in your pocket and you don't put it into an IRA or another 401k.
Yeah, and when I say 40%, I'm just using a rough number. Because it depends on your particular tax bracket. But if you're under 59 and a half years old, there's a 10% penalty. Now, there are a couple workarounds in certain circumstances, but generally speaking, 10% penalty on the entire amount, whereas the 529 plan, the 10% penalty is only on the growth of it. So.
And I'll bet you, if you're talking to someone and maybe there's been a death in the family, then you find out, oh, wait a minute, there's a 401k, it was never touched, and new wife of 30 years, you don't get the $200,000. It goes to wife number one. That's not going to go over well.
That's not a happy moment.
All right. Mr. Bruce Glenn, he's the Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits, Kansas City, 913-308-0277, toll-free 888-241-2361, or online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, thanks so much for coming in today and staying a little bit extra with us to cover all this other really important subject matter. Thank you for staying over with us.
Glad to do it, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Pope Francis remains in critical condition.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is in critical condition after suffering a severe respiratory crisis related to his asthma. At Sunday Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan prayed for him. Outside the Pope's hospital in Rome, the faithful are also praying. The Vatican says the 88-year-old is still receiving high flows of oxygen from that prolonged asthmatic crisis and blood transfusions. I'm Julie Walker.
Three people are dead, two critically injured, one missing after a boat capsizes off Staten Island. It happened around noon in the Ambrose Channel, a shipping lane between Staten Island and Queens. Police divers pulled out five people from the boat, which had quickly become submerged. Of the two survivors, one is in critical condition. The other is stable. The man behind Doge is giving federal workers a deadline.
Elon Musk, President Donald Trump's cost-cutting chief, has emailed hundreds of thousands of federal workers, telling them to explain with five bullets what you accomplished last week and CC your manager. Musk posted on X that failing to respond to the request will be taken as a resignation. Federal employees, including some judges, court staff, and federal prison officials, received the three-line email with the demand, which did not mention resignation. The deadline to reply was listed as Monday at 11:59 p.m. Some agencies have told employees that they don't have to comply. An email from the State Department's acting undersecretary for management says the State Department will respond on behalf of the department. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump says he may put the U.S. Postal Service under the control of the Commerce Department. He calls the move a way to stop losses at the $78 billion a year agency. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. You contract
heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. For Relief Factor.
Republican lawmakers in both chambers are set to begin voting soon on legislation to undo a range of Biden-era rules, teeing up their first major steps towards rolling back the previous administration's regulatory agenda.
The Senate is gearing up to begin considering Congressional Review Act resolutions in the coming weeks that would undo rules on bank mergers, methane emissions, and other matters. The Senate's top targets include a pair of resolutions introduced by Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana that would overturn a rule from the Treasury Department's Office of the Comptroller of the Currency that put new restrictions on bank mergers and a regulation from the Interior Department's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management requiring oil and gas companies to submit archaeological reports to the agency before beginning offshore drilling, respectively. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A Delta Airlines flight makes an emergency landing at LAX Saturday night. The plane had just taken off and was headed to Sydney, Australia, when smoke was detected on board. After landing, paramedics were brought onto the plane to treat passengers affected by the smoke. More at townhall.com. The president of the Congo is trying to retain his hold on power against recent gains by Rwandan-backed rebels.
At a meeting of his close political allies in Kinshasa, Felix Tshisekedi said some of them had not been doing enough to defend the country and that he needed more voices to do that. But he said only individuals who advocate for the national interest would be included in the reshuffled government, a signal that M23 were not welcome. Mr. Tshisekedi also said he would be reforming the army, which was often withdrawn without a fight in areas where it faced the rebels. M23 now controls large parts of North and South Kivu provinces, including the main cities of Goma and Bukavu. On Saturday, nearly 2,000 police officers in Bukavu joined them.
The Trump administration is set to put all civil servants employed by the U.S. Agency for International Development on administrative leave Monday at midnight, as well as cut 2,000 employees from the agency. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you'll see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR. Looking for the freshest top shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
A few years back, and I had a score of 0, which is good. It means that in spite of the fact that I have a relatively high LDL, it's not super high, but it is higher than what is considered ideal, I am not a very likely target for enjoying some kind of protection from taking a statin drug. Even though some people think virtually everyone, every adult, almost regardless of what their cholesterol is, they stand to benefit from cholesterol reduction. But it is correctly pointed out that this CAC scan is something that looks for hard plaque or calcified plaque. And there is a possibility, although a small possibility, that even someone with a 0 score has something called soft plaque. And in a way, soft plaque is worse than hard plaque because hard plaque is kind of like spackle. It adheres to the arterial wall. It may be the body's way of walling off inflammation. Or sticky soft plaque that can attract platelets and cause blood clots, which ultimately lead to heart attacks and strokes. And so the argument is, well, even if you have a 0, you're still at risk, so don't be a fool's paradise. So I'm looking here at a study that speaks precisely to this issue. The title of the study, it was done a couple of years ago, Association of Coronary Plaque with Low-Density Lipoprotein Cholesterol Levels, that's LDL cholesterol, the so-called bad cholesterol, and rates of cardiovascular disease events among symptomatic adults. Okay? So in the study, they point out in their introduction that U.S. and European guidelines for the management of dyslipidemias means various forms of high cholesterol, high triglycerides, bad LDL cholesterol, low HDL cholesterol. This would be a dyslipidemia. Guidelines provide strong recommendations for treating all patients with severe hypercholesterolemia. That would be low-density lipoprotein cholesterol greater than 190, which is admittedly high, minus about, I don't know, on a good day it might be 110. These numbers fluctuate. It might be as high as 135. That is considered a little high. Ideally, they want it less than 100 these days. Specifically, the 2019 guidelines in Europe classify patients with LDL greater than 190 as high risk with an LDL treatment goal of less than 70. So they really want to slash that LDL. So to do that, you need not just statin drugs. Statin drugs won't get you that far. You need some of these new PCSK9 inhibitors drugs like ezetimibe. And so these expensive drugs are being utilized just to lower cholesterol, even in individuals who've not had a heart attack or evidence of heart disease. So one way of stratifying risk is to not just look at your cholesterol numbers, but to look in your arteries. And a couple of ways of doing that. One is with a coronary artery calcium scan, which is relatively cheap, fast, low radiation, looks for hard plaque, misses soft plaque. But another test that's coming into its own is a CT scan, which involves injection of some dye into the coronary arteries. It's a little more invasive. It's called coronary CT angiography, okay? And, yeah, a little more expensive test. Some people are doing it. You can find the soft plaque as well as the hard plaque, and it distinguishes among them. All right. So they did a study, and they looked at levels of LDL cholesterol, and they correlated it with how much plaque they found, both using both methods, using the method that just screens for hard plaque versus the method that looks for hard plaque and soft plaque. Here's what they found. Across all LDL levels, absence of coronary artery calcium was a prevalent finding in patients with LDL levels of 190 or more. 46% of them had no coronary artery calcium. So they also, very few of them, although a few of them did have some soft plaque, a very high percentage of people with that high LDL had no detectable hard plaque or soft plaque. So in all the LDL groups, absence of coronary artery calcium was associated with low rates of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease and death. How low? Just 6.3 per 1,000 person years. Obviously, a person doesn't live for 1,000 years, but say 100 people, they look at them over 10 years, that's 1,000 person years. And if you look at 100 people over 10 years, there still would only be 6.3 deaths associated with cardiovascular disease. That is a very low rate. So what they conclude is that, kind of interesting, and this is something that I've discovered, is, you know, people come in, and often the question is, you know, I have a high LDL cholesterol, doctor wants me on a statin. So I say, fine, maybe you need a statin, because maybe you have a ton of plaque. We do the test, and in some cases we find, oh, my goodness, your calcium score is 492 or 935. You have a lot of plaque. You need protection. That is a reasonable proposition. So take a statin. Take even one of these powerful new injectable drugs that lower cholesterol even more. Take a combination of these two. But for some people, remarkably frequently in my practice, especially for some reason in women, older women, sometimes have very high LDL, but virtually no plaque. So the stuff that we don't know about protective factors that counteract the effect of high LDL, LDL is not the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular risk. It is significant because some people with high LDL, they got a ton of plaque, but other factors like homocysteine, Lp(a), C-reactive protein, these and myriad other factors, insulin resistance, whether you have diabetes or prediabetes, metabolic syndrome, overweight, you're sedentary, all these factors are important, plus as yet unidentified factors, because I think there are some that we haven't come across. In our hubris, we believe we know everything in 2024. These factors protect the coronary arteries even in the face of high LDL cholesterol. So the point being, you got a high LDL, you may or may not need a statin. It's just not a foregone conclusion that you need to lower your cholesterol merely because of high LDL, and this study proves it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated
mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DeerHopInStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom-targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DeerHopInStore.com, DeerHopInStore.com. Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines HCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to learn more. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We will play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And as I mentioned, 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office anytime you like during the week. You can call that number and record a question. So let's hear one of our recorded calls for this week.
My brother continuously gets intense bouts of hiccups. He has been in the hospital, and there doesn't seem to be any type of solution. Can you please give some insight as far as what this may be caused from and what he can do for it? Thank you. I mean, it's horrendous.
Okay. Yeah, this is really kind of a rare circumstance where, you know, everybody gets hiccups from time to time. And there are a variety of ways to cure hiccups. You know, you can hold your breath, or you can sip some water, sometimes people say scare the person. You know, I'm not sure that really works, but, you know, we can try that on Halloween. Alternatively, breathe into a paper bag, you know, which is kind of rebreathing your own CO2 that may, say, send signals to your autonomic nervous system to stop having hiccups. Hiccups are involuntary contractions of the diaphragm, which is essentially the bellows that moves the lungs. It goes up and down and pulls air in out, pushes air out, pulls air in, pushes air out. And so this condition of intractable hiccups, where you get hospitalized for them, you can't stop them, nobody can figure out what's going on, that happens about 1 in 100,000 people. And, you know, it can be really problematic because it's very disconcerting, and it can exhaust you. You won't sleep well. You may not be able to eat. You can become dehydrated. It can lead to a regular heartbeat. It's can be pretty devastating. So, you know, what do you do? What do you do when the ordinary methods like sipping ice water or biting a lemon or swallowing some granules of sugar, those home remedies don't work? Well, you can use medications, and presumably, you know, if he's been hospitalized, they've tried some of these things like muscle relaxers, like baclofen, or stronger medications that are used to treat psychiatric disorders. Not that this is a psychiatric problem, although it can be. Rarely psychiatric problems can be associated with chronic hiccups. You can use anticonvulsant drugs like Neurontin, Depakote. You can just use sedatives like Valium. When these methods fail, and evidently they have for your brother, it's concerning. I don't know if there's such a thing as a way of Botoxing or paralyzing the diaphragm, at least partially paralyzed, because you totally paralyze it, the person can't breathe. I mean, maybe that's something that's an innovative way of dealing with it. Maybe there's some sort of electrical stimulation, say, to the vagus nerve. Vagal nerve stimulation might be a possibility here. That's worth investigating. Just look up VNS, vagal nerve stimulation for hiccups. See if that is applicable. In terms of alternative treatments, consider acupuncture. Acupuncture, you know, has some ways of coping with hiccups. Also, consider hypnosis, because it may be that by imparting a deep subconscious method to suppress the hiccups, you know, the emotional reaction that occurs when you get the hiccups, that, you know, people can exert some sort of mind control over hiccups. But, you know, it's important to just get it checked out, because it may be a sign of a serious underlying condition, which presumably with all these hospitalizations they did. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, pizza sickens dozens, and several were hospitalized in Wisconsin. You'll never guess why. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, from the outside of your home, you can see military pride waving in the air for Frank Mooney. Frank said, when you've got something you like, you stick with it. The Mooneys certainly stuck with serving as a military family. Frank served 31 years in multiple military branches. He was also exposed to Agent Orange, and with bone cancer now, even mowing the lawn is impossible for Frank. That's where the nonprofit Heroes Supporting Heroes comes in. Co-founder Sherry Lee and her husband John started the nonprofit about 12 years ago. Since then, they've helped over 500 veterans in the community. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Diversity, equity, inclusion in our education system is poisoning young minds to hate America. As a professor of political science, I could assure you this toxic curriculum will destroy our country. I'm Nicholas Giordano, Higher Education Fellow at Campus Reform, and I've had a front-row seat to the anti-American push in our education system through DEI. DEI teaches that America is inherently racist and that oppression is ingrained. It encourages segregation, tribalism, and victimhood. It is the opposite of E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one. We must root out this virus. We must reestablish an education system that teaches our national values and is not ashamed of American exceptionalism. We must teach the next generation to love this great country. The Leadership Institute's Campus Reform is exposing the DEI agenda in education, from history and language arts to the sciences and math. Visit campusreform.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. We'll be right back.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And a mystery solved in Wisconsin as pizza sent many individuals to hospital. Dozens more were sickened. And they tried to figure out what was it about the pizza offered at famous Yeti's Pizza in Staunton, which is about 20 miles southeast of Madison, Wisconsin. Paramedics alerted health officials last Thursday that they transported five people who said that they'd gotten sick after eating pizza at the restaurant. And the health officials in Wisconsin received dozens of reports of people who got sick from the pizza. And as of the writing of this article, we're still taking reports. The total tally will be available in a final report. So they try to figure out what happened. And apparently, at this pizza place, Famous Yeti's Pizza, a restaurant cook ran out of oil and went into a shared commercial kitchen in the same building and borrowed a jug of oil off a shelf and said, okay, I've come. Thank goodness, because I can still keep up with the demand for pizza. Unfortunately, that jug of oil was from a pot dispensary and contained Delta 9, which is a form of THC, the active constituent of marijuana. Okay. So it turns out that these people got a little surprised when they got their pizza. Pizza was, in this case, an edible and was infused with THC. THC-related symptoms, of course, dizziness, elevated blood pressure, vomiting, anxiety, paranoia, and even hallucinations. And according to co-owner Cale Ryan from Famous Yeti's Pizza, he apologized. One batch of dough, which can make 60 pizzas, was contaminated, and customers who were affected, the manager says they got really stoned. They get intoxicated from the THC, so I think it's more alarming than anything to feel that way. It's basically eating an edible, but without knowing. So it could be that, you know, the amount, if ingested voluntarily, wouldn't have been such a problem, because you expect feeling weird. But you eat the pizza and you start feeling really kind of strange, you know, like Cheech and Chong kind of strange, and you might call 911 and head for your local emergency room. That's a very strange episode. What are they smoking up there in Wisconsin? 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Here we're talking about CBD, which is a constituent of hemp, but without the THC. So if you don't want to get high or disconcerting symptoms, think CBD. Well, now our friends at CV Sciences have taken it one step further. They've developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products. So there's no possibility that you're going to feel weird, but you still get a host of CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola, designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or if you need a little peace and calm, then you don't want to take CBD or anything that smacks of a hemp-derived product. Well, Plus Health's Peace Gummies offer a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort, which supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. When you're there, use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's a special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. Plus CBDOil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. Check it out. All right, this, you know, Ed, change of seasons, and I got to say, it's a little crazy. It's a little crazy because there's a lot of excitement in the air because not only is it a change of seasons, the days are getting shorter, there's going to be a time change, it's going to get dark earlier, eventually it's going to get cold, although it's unprecedented warmth here in the Northeast where I am. This all conspires to create anxiety. And then around the corner, the holidays. You know, you got a plan for Thanksgiving. You got a plan for Christmas. Do you have enough money to buy all the presents and, you know, pay all your bills? You know, charitable giving this time of year. Everybody's asking you for money. It creates anxiety. So there's an article here in Scientific American for November. It's about seasonal morality. And they say that the seasonal morality involves a shift in values with the time of year. You know, humans change physically. You know, our blood counts change. We become cold adapted. Some of us gain weight like bears or squirrels in anticipation of hibernation. We want to eat more. We have worse cravings in the fall. So why not changes in our brains, right? So they actually did a study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. 230,000 online survey responses for people in the U.S. along with some smaller groups in Canada and Australia. And they looked at the questionnaire was based on a standardized framework that social scientists use to assess people's judgments of right and wrong. So it's kind of a morality test, right? And it involves questions about loyalty, people's relationship to authority, respect for leaders and rules, and so on. And many of these principles, if adhered to, are associated with political conservatism. And it turns out there is a seasonal fluctuation. Okay? People tend to be a little more loosey-goosey about morality in the summer and winter, but with the change of seasons, they regress a little bit to, or you might call it progress, because, you know, attaching a value to morality, they change in their moral assessments with the seasons, especially in fall and spring. And they say that one explanation for seasonal swings could be anxiety. They say that anxiety levels peak in spring and fall, as I suggested. Other studies have shown that people who feel more vulnerable to seasonal illnesses, yeah, I mean, hey, that's another thing. You know, COVID, right? Well, COVID anxiety is receding, but we still have colds and flus and, you know, cold weather and people staying more inside and holiday gatherings make people feel more vulnerable to seasonal illnesses. As a result, they become more distrustful, more xenophobic, right? You know, they'd be like, oh my goodness, look, these people are strange foreigners invading my country. They're also more likely to conform to majority opinion. Okay, well, you know, from a political standpoint, you know, who in this political campaign represents majority opinion? Kamala Harris, the incumbent, or Donald Trump, who represents perhaps more traditional values? So they say when you're threatened, you then want to get protection from your in-group. And the conclusion is that these findings suggest seasonal timing could affect jury decisions, vaccination campaigns, and even election outcomes, the study authors say. So we're going to see how seasonal changes impacts the election. If you're feeling threatened, fearful, apprehensive, which way you're going to head to the voting booth. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, the best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Empty Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Empty Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, primary cause of biological aging. Empty Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40%, and it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT Factor for years, and now for a limited time, take advantage of the NT Factor Essentials Bundle. Get 20% off either size of NT Factor Lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor Free. Patented energy contains the same lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer that's portable. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for the NT Factor Essentials Bundle. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Attention hunters! Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading at 3058 Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Shop Blackburn.com or buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
7% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I really like your emphasis on servant leadership. I am a leader in my Boy Scout troop, and I've had to learn how to use servant leadership to really communicate with my scouts. And I just think this is just a great way to build positive relationships with people you work with.
That's amazing. So, Jacob, let me ask you another question. You're familiar with the term servant leadership through scouts. How did it feel when Darlene started talking about that and you see the real world connection?
I just thought it was great, you know? It helps me see how I can use servant leadership outside of Boy Scouts and just in my day-to-day life.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
a regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. I may have shared with you that recently I attended a class reunion, the 55th for my high school class of 69, and I periodically go out to California to join in the reunions at 5 or 10 year intervals, and I see the same individuals come into these things. And it's interesting because sometimes people look the same consistently for a while, and then all of a sudden there's an aging spurt. And this is something that I've noticed with some of my classmates. One gal in particular, she looked radically different than just 5 years ago. So is this really a thing? And, you know, I got to say, for myself, you know, I feel really good. You know, I'm very fortunate to feel, you know, energetic and well at 72, recently turned 72 this month. But things have changed. For example, my tolerance for alcohol. I used to be able to, you know, go to a bar or a pub, especially when I was living in Europe, and drink a lot of beer, and then go to work early the next day. And, you know, I was a little the worse for wear, maybe a little bit hungover, but I was functional. I no longer can do that. My capacity for alcohol is much reduced. I can still drink, but, you know, I actually don't like the feeling after I've had more than one drink. And so I've reduced my intake. My response to sleep deprivation, oh, my goodness, these nights, these all-nighters that I did while in my medical training, that was crazy. I would get, like, you know, maybe an hour or two or three of sleep and then work through the entire day next day. Inconceivable how that could happen. Even if I'm short an hour or two of sleep, I feel the consequences. And also, my response to jet lag, that is a real tell, because I used to be able to fly to Europe, get off a plane, you know, run around the full day, and then go to bed and, you know, fit into the new time zone. No, I got to really adapt, and it takes me a couple of days before I feel normal. So this is a report in Scientific American based on a study in Nature Aging. They looked at 135,000 different factors reflective of activity in cells and tissues in 108 healthy volunteers, 25 to 75. And you might think, well, there's a consistent, you know, like it's a, you get older and there's just a consistent downward path, right, eventually to the point where you're, you know, kind of running on fumes before you leave this veil of tears. But no, it turns out that consistently there was a peak of aging factors related to metabolism and various proteins and inflammatory compounds and the microbiome and the synthesis of RNA, which is important for cellular repair. Looked at all those things. Particularly around ages 44 and 65, okay? Compared with younger participants, people in their 40s and 60s displayed biological differences that appear to be linked to muscle weakness and loss, decline in heart health, and inefficient caffeine metabolism. That's another thing. It's like, how much caffeine can you guzzle? People in their 60s had lower levels of various immune system molecules. That's sometimes referred to as immunosenescence. But it doesn't occur for most individuals just gradually and steadily. There really is such a thing as aging spurts, you know, just like growth spurts. I mean, think of the changes that occur in small children from the age of, say, 5 to the age of 10. It's an incredible one. And then, of course, with puberty, huge change. For women, there's menopause, which is a thing. But in this study, menopause alone could not explain the trends in the study because both male and female participants appeared to show the same degree of age-related differences at both age 44 and age 60. Those are the critical ages. So, you know, the implications are, you know, we got to check people out at those critical ages because that may be a time when health problems emerge. But it explains why aging is not a steady continuum. and there may be fits and starts. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? Well, it's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. And lately, I've begun to appreciate its importance, so I've incorporated it in my daily shake. It supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles, which fortunately I'm endowed with. I've always supported the use of collagen for my patients, and I'm gratified to see that collagen has been named by Consumer Reports as a winning dietary supplement. The collagen that I use and recommend is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. It tastes great. It mixes easily in my shake. It doesn't have a cloying aftertaste. It combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. And studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain, which is my primary reason for taking collagen. So if you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. Or call 888-592-9909. 888-592-9909. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, wow, they've got a BOGO offer going this month. Buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. Boy, they really want you to try it. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein. Lavender essence. This morning, I feel kind of beat. I'm a little bit despondent after the terrible loss of my New York Yankees last night. After leading the game, they blew their lead and then went on to lose. So I lost some sleep last night. I woke up tired and uneasy. And I tried to work out, but I was a little sore and achy. So I kind of, had a very light stretch routine and then decided to take an Epsom salt bath with lavender, which made me feel better and helped to relax me because I felt a little anxious. Also, this election's going on and the charges are going back and forth. We're in suspense about which political party is going to wrest control of the government. So this study, effect of lavender essence inhalation on the level of anxiety and blood cortisol in candidates for open heart surgery. I mean, that's stressful, right? So that stress, my stress, pales in comparison to the stress of somebody who's on the launch pad for open heart surgery. My Epsom salt is infused with lavender. And in this study, they looked at 90 folks getting ready for open heart surgery. They found that the lavender created a significant reduction in mean anxiety scores, as well as reducing levels of cortisol, which is a stress hormone. So the results showed the positive effect of lavender essence on anxiety and blood cortisol levels. So, aromatherapy, it really is a thing. Lavender essence can make a difference along with other essential oils for diffusing or adding to a bath if you want to relax. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House says the war in Ukraine could end as soon as this week. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the president is very confident we can get it done this week and added that the president's team is focused on negotiations. Her comments come just ahead of this week's meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House. Tennessee's Republican-dominant state house is on track to become the latest state to adopt immigration enforcement policies.
In just 3 days, Tennessee lawmakers fast-tracked GOP Governor Bill Lee's $5.5 million proposal to create a new state immigration division and allocate funding for new training grants for local law enforcement agencies seeking immigration agreements to cooperate with federal authorities. The proposal awaits final votes amid expected passage. Among other steps, the proposal would also require a different temporary driver's license for lawful permanent residents, noting that they aren't U.S. citizens. Republicans have argued that that would help officials determine someone's voting eligibility. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Israel welcomes home more hostages released by terror group Hamas on Saturday. Julie Walker has more on the story.
Hamas released the last 6 Israeli hostages expected under the first phase of the ceasefire deal as some family members watched on TV and cheered in exchange for over 600 Palestinian prisoners. Talks on the second phase of the ceasefire are yet to begin. Earlier on Saturday, the Bibas family confirmed that the body of Israeli hostage Sheree Bibas has been returned after Hamas had released another person's remains. Israel says 61 hostages are still in captivity. However, 31 are believed to be dead. I'm Julie Walker.
Tesla recalling more than 375,000 vehicles in the U.S. to fix a power steering issue. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts.
Hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? I absolutely am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days. Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
Senator James Langford says one of the biggest areas of government waste is being largely overlooked.
In the federal government, the payment system, we know of $100 billion just in Medicare, Medicaid, and improper payments that we don't have any connection to at all. So that one program, there's improper payments of $100 billion and no one's chasing it.
Lankford tells Salem Radio Network some wasteful spending was originally approved by Congress and will need to be eliminated by Congress as well. Pope Francis remains in critical condition with blood tests showing signs of kidney failure. In a Sunday update, the Vatican noted the Pope had a mild renal insufficiency, which is under control. The 88-year-old pontiff is being treated for double pneumonia and is receiving oxygen. He was admitted to a hospital on February 14th after he had difficulty breathing and was diagnosed with pneumonia in both lungs. News and analysis at townhall.com. A listeria outbreak.
Cartons of frozen shakes sold to nursing homes and other institutions are being recalled after an outbreak of listeria linked to the products. The FDA says the supplemental shakes are labeled under the brands Lion's Ready Care and Cisco Imperial and sold to institutional customers, including hospitals and long-term care facilities. The CDC says listeria cases linked to the products date to 2018, but investigators have been previously unable to identify the source. Some 38 people have been infected with listeria, including 11 who died. The FDA's investigation is still underway. I'm Julie Walker.
Delta Airlines flight makes an emergency landing at LAX Saturday night. The plane taken off and headed to Sydney, Australia when smoke was detected on board. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we open with a two-time Academy Award-nominated character actor in a tremendous episode of Suspense, and then later continue the five-part Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline, The Callicles Matter. Lee J. Cobb's two Oscar nominations came for his work in 1955's On the Waterfront and 1959's The Brothers Karamazov. Some of his other well-known pictures include 12 Angry Men, Three Faces of Eve, and The Exorcist. Here's Cobb in this broadcast from November 8th of 1945.
Suspense. Tonight, The Bet, a suspense play produced, edited, and directed for Roma Wines by William Spear.
Haunted? Yes, I'm haunted. It's a year now, and I can't erase the memory of that precipice I very nearly stepped from. That darkness into which I almost plunged. Or maybe I took the plunge and I'm in it now, in the dark. It doesn't usually happen in my business. But what's the use of talking about it? You'd only say I'm too susceptible. And I'd say you're right, I am susceptible. To faces and places. To women's faces. One woman's face. And to lost, dark places on what I call the rim of the world. Places like Sierra Leone, Saigon, Balsall. Places like Trinidad.
But you won't get it from reading atlases and maps. If you read, for instance, that the seasons of Trinidad are regular, wet from May to January, dry from the end of January to May, the average annual rainfall 63 inches. You won't understand how I saw it when I landed at Port of Spain in April, the dry season.
I remember it was a day so clear and bright that it was a world under glass. And I liked it. I liked the harbor, cathedrals, the old streets, the dry, spiced air, and that little shop I wandered into to get away from the blaze of the sun. I'd heard she went there. Siam Ramahari shop of Hindu antiquities.
Hello? Anybody here?
Certainly. Good afternoon. I am Siam Ramahari.
Oh, it's dark. I didn't see.
Yes, I live here like a mole, and when the clock rings, it brings me customers. Every time. What can I show you?
Well, I thought I'd look around.
It's a pleasure. Look as you wish. You're a stranger in Port of Spain?
I landed today.
And you're an artist.
Well, how did you...
That's a sketch pad you carry.
Oh, yes. Yes, I
You'll
paint.
Find Trinidad charming to paint until the rains come, Mr...
Scott Turner.
Mr. Scott Turner, yes. It's lovely until next month, then the green rain until the first of the year.
Well, that sounds paintable, the rain. By the way, I believe you know a Mrs.
The rain? Oh, no. It comes down so there's no... Pardon, please. Mrs. Barton, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Siam. Did my Shiva get here?
Yesterday, Mrs. Barton, I took him out of his straw nest. Yesterday, a beautiful white jade Shiva. I'll bring him in.
Thank you.
Oh, but first, this is Mr. Turner, a newcomer and an artist.
Oh? How do you do?
How do you do?
Talk to him till I return, Mrs. Barton. I want him to see our Shiva, too.
Well, we have our orders, Mr. Turner.
Yes. What is it, a statue?
A small one. It's my hobby. I collect Hindu gods. Do you know about them?
Oh, a little. I've been to India.
This is one I've wanted a long time. A statuette of Shiva from the dead city of Angkor Wat. It was buried for 3,000 years.
Ah, you see? He's small, Mrs. Barton, but he's perfect. Look, not a blemish.
Siam, he's beautiful. Isn't he beautiful, Mr. Turner?
The great god Shiva. Yes, he's quite the boy. 200 million people believe he controls lightning, thunder, their very lives. Shiva, beloved of women.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
And beloved by you, Mrs. Barton.
Oh, no. I have my own reason for being attracted to Shiva.
Yeah? What's your reason?
Don't you remember what Shiva is, first of all? He's the god of destruction, Mr. Turner. And I like that. Destruction. That's the kind of woman I am.
She liked destruction. Of course, I knew that already about Ada Barton. She must have loved Trinidad, a place where a casual conversation turns suddenly intense, suddenly dangerous, where you never know the whirlpool under your feet until you're in it. I was in that whirlpool in a second, and I'm still there. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I had no difficulty meeting Ada Barton again. You know how colonial cities are. The teeming population that belongs, and the handful of English, Americans, French, administrators, speculators, painters, planters, who huddle together socially because, well, they're afraid. And even so ungregarious a man as Paul Barton wasn't above inviting a visiting American to his home. But no matter how we'd met, he and I were bound to disagree.
So you're an artist, Mr. Turner. Well, I envy you. It must be pleasant not to have to work for your living.
Well, naturally, I don't look at it that way.
Paul, for heaven's sake.
Oh, but Ada, my dear, surely neither you nor Mr. Turner contend painting is labor, not productive labor.
But that's not the point.
Well, I think it's a point. And I think painting is productive. Although I must confess that painting seldom produces for the painter comfort such as you have here. I wish it did.
More coffee, Scott.
Please, Miss Barton.
Well, naturally, millions buy my sugar because it's a necessity. A picture on the wall isn't.
It is for me, Paul.
It is for the millions who buy your sugar, Mr. Barton. At least it's necessary for me to believe it's a necessity to them. A necessity for which they're starved. But I think your difference with me is more personal, Mr. Barton.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
You see, I think you envy me.
I envy you?
Because you're a romantic who never found whatever you came here for. This is a beautiful island, Mr. Barton.
In the dry season, yes.
You've built a beautiful house. And you're married to an extraordinarily beautiful woman.
Thank you, Mr. Turner.
But because you've pegged your dream to what the morning stock market has to say on the price of sugar, it's all ashes to you. So you resent me, the itinerant artist, symbol of the freedom you lost.
Ashes? I love it. I'm a man who likes organization, utility, and there's plenty of romance in sugar.
As much as there is in a Portuguese sloop, Java-bound, or in the ruined streets of Palmyra, gulls flashing in the sun over Sicily, or in the port of Spain tonight, with its smell of fast-growing things, to a man like me who can claim the whole world because no part of it claims him.
You are very persuasive, Mr. Turner.
You know what I think? I think you're irresponsible, Mr. Turner, because you haven't the necessary courage to take responsibility.
Paul, you're insulting.
Maybe, but I put years of hard work into developing this business.
And you don't think I've worked?
No. No, I don't think you have, and I don't think you can. Why, I'd bet $50,000 that you couldn't stick to a useful routine job for 2 years.
What you call a useful routine job?
Yes, yes. I'll put up $50,000 that you couldn't stick it out to, say, here. Here, where you think it's so beautiful, working for me.
Paul, don't be ridiculous. You can't buy everything with your money. I have an idea that Mr. Turner is the sort
know.
Of man...
Maybe he can. What kind of work, Mr. Barton?
Can't be serious, Scott.
Oh, it would be work that you can do, say, in my laboratory. I've got some things going on tropical diseases in addition to the necessary laboratory work for the sugar, soil tests, things like that.
Well, I'm not a technician.
Oh, I'd make it easy for you. I'm the technician. All you'd have to do is keep routine records for 2 years.
For $50,000?
That's right, $50,000. Or if you quit, nothing.
It's a bet, Mr. Barton. It's a bet. What's that?
What?
That.
Rain, Mr. Turner. Rain for 9 months. Endless, remorseless oceans of romantic rain. It'll make it easier for you to stay indoors.
Endless, remorseless rain. I liked it at first because it blurred the passage of time. And somehow my job wasn't easy. In the fields around the laboratory, the cane grew up, was cut, grew and was cut. But inside the laboratory where I lived day and night, all sound and life came wrapped in the silken, deadly, hypnotic drumming and hissing of rain. The first 2 months, only one thing bothered me. The petty needling of Paul Barton. We spent our mornings together, he making his tests while I wrote them up for the files. Scarcely a day went by when he didn't say something sharp or bitter.
Well, how's the romantic Mr. Turner today? Can you read any poetry into the smell of aniline dyes? 2 years, Scott, 2 years. You see what you're heading for? A laboratory stoop. And this rain will grow mold in your curly office lock. I guarantee it. Yes, my wife Ada fancies art too, Scott. She buys little things, paintings, statues. But she buys them with money from sugarcane, Scott. Or had you forgotten that?
I hadn't forgotten that. I hadn't forgotten Ada. A dangerous woman. And I knew how dangerous. I knew things about her he didn't know. That she liked destruction. And every time he lashed out at me, I knew more. That for her own destructive purposes, she was feeding him this hate of me, nurturing it with intention and care. Well, in the tropics, things grow fast. And Ada Barton's purposes grew fast. To full flower. In the afternoons, when Paul was out in the cane fields, she began to visit me in the laboratory.
He's right. You are getting a squint.
Close the door.
And a squint. It definitely doesn't become you, Scott.
I thought you were going into Port of Spain today.
Did I say that?
Oh, I heard something to that effect. And so did Paul.
The roads are swamped, and besides, something's wrong with the car. One of the wires.
Oh. You wouldn't know which wire.
Well, I don't know what it's for, but if it's broken, the car won't run. I know that. Must you keep working? It isn't very polite of you.
This isn't a salon, Ada. And these sculptures have to be put away.
You know, Scott, this whole business of your bet with Paul shocks me a little.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it shocks me to see what he's doing to you.
I'm shocked to see what you're doing to him, Ada.
Don't change the subject. Why do you put up with it? Why do you stay here?
Isn't $50,000 an understandable motive to you?
Not for a man like you. You must have another motive.
Believe me, I haven't. I'm just that crass.
Not even me, Scott.
You might have been a motive at first.
Now I don't compete with Java, the gulls of Sicily.
Look, Ada, why don't you give him a break? You don't mind taking his money? Why don't you take his terms, too? He doesn't ask much.
Why don't you kiss me, Scott?
Ada.
Yes.
Whose destruction, Ada?
Destruction?
Yes. Which of us have you marked to destroy? Paul or me?
We're right in the middle of an episode of Suspense. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460. And now let's get back to Suspense on When Radio Was.
And now back to our Hollywood soundstage, Lee J. Cobb as Scott Turner in The Bet, a play well calculated to keep you in suspense.
I knew, if I wouldn't face it then, I knew whom she'd marked for destruction. Because I knew a lot about what kind of woman she was. And it wasn't more than 6 months before she'd laid her cards on the table.
$500,000, Scott. $500,000. And I'm his beneficiary.
But if you'll wait, Ada, let me finish the 2 years.
More than 18 months to go. I won't wait.
But we'll have our money then.
What? $50,000.
Anyway, it can't be done. We wouldn't get away with it.
You haven't even let me tell you how we can.
When a man's insured for so much, his death is sure to be investigated. I know.
I know, too.
And an insurance investigator is thorough. He won't accept your grief, no matter how well you can act. And he won't accept my being here. He'll find out who and why.
He'll find out nothing that isn't on the death certificate. Listen to me.
Darling, don't force me into this.
Listen. Besides malaria, there are two diseases in Trinidad that kill hundreds every year. Typhoid and amoeba histolytica.
My dear, please. All our lives...
Paul's healthy, so he might recover from either one alone. But if he has both together...
No, Ada. No matter how simple you make it, I won't...
Now, you go to the hospital at least once a week for laboratory supplies. You must have seen where they keep specimens, typhoid, microbes, amoebas.
No, Ray. The risk...
You won't gamble for these stakes. You'll be rich. You'll be with me. Scott, do you know where they keep the specimens?
Ada, you remind me of something.
Why don't you answer me?
A spider spins a web.
Scott!
A male spider comes courting her. But before she'll have him, he has to catch a blue fly and bring it to her wrapped in his silk so that she can eat it alive.
Scott!
Then she accepts her mate. But the next day, she eats him alive.
That's a horrible story. You don't really think that I'm...
No. I don't suppose I do.
You'll get the microbes then, won't you? Won't you, Scott?
Ada, let me think about it a little while. Let me at least pretend I'm a man with a conscience.
Scott?
Oh, Paul, I wasn't expecting you this afternoon.
Yes, I know. You were expecting Ada... Well, she's here, too.
Hello, Scott.
Hello.
I just stopped by for a moment to tell you I have to go to Tobago.
Tobago?
Yes, I have a grinding plant there, and we're installing a new engine. I'll be gone about 2 days.
I told Paul that Tobago in this weather...
Oh, yes, you're taking chances, Paul.
I take enough Adderin to keep on the right side of malaria. Don't worry, I'll be all right.
Yes, but there are other things, typhoid.
I've never known you to be so concerned before, Ada.
Oh, Paul.
Oh, if it weren't for... Certain other factors, my dear, I'd be touched, believe me.
What other factors?
I don't want to be sordid, Ada. Surely I don't have to describe a situation you and Scott know better?
What do you mean?
All right. All right, we'll maintain the cultivated surface, if you wish. By the way, Scott, how do you feel now about our bet?
Same as before, that I'll win it.
Yeah, well, perhaps. Lately, I thought the whole thing was a mistake, at least on my part.
Want to call it off?
I didn't say that, exactly. I'll tell you, we'll talk about it when I get back, the three of us. I may have a counter-proposal.
Paul, you wouldn't
All
dare...
All right. We'll talk about it.
Fine. I'll be looking forward to it. Well, Ada?
I think I'll sit here a while, Paul. It's so peaceful now that the rain stopped.
Huh. It has stopped. I didn't notice. A truce.
A false peace. It'll begin soon again... Well, goodbye, then.
Goodbye, Paul. Take care. You heard? You heard what he said?
He's a little excited, Ada. It didn't mean anything.
Don't be a fool. It means you haven't any choice now.
There's always a choice.
Well, yes. Now you can choose me with $500,000 or nothing. Not one red cent.
But he didn't say he wouldn't pay.
That's what he means. He hates us, both of us. His only weapon is his money. What a triumph for him to hoax you into slaving here for 8 months and then throw you out.
Oh, no, he wouldn't dare.
Don't you think I know him? You have to do what I say.
How will you give it to him? The microbes?
In his food. It'll only take a drop. Say in caviar, he's a pig for it, like he is about everything else. Caviar, highly seasoned with sauce.
You really planned this?
Somebody has to plan. Do you want to?
No.
He'll be home day after tomorrow. He'll ask you to come to the house for tea. I'll give it to him then so it will look like he caught them in Tobago.
Ada,
I'm not sure that I can... I'm not...
I am sure. It's the only thing we can do. If you love me, Scott, will you get the specimens from the hospital? Will you?
If anyone had told me that I could do...
Will you get the specimens, Scott?
All right. I'll get them this afternoon. That afternoon, the rains had stopped. It was no false peace. The season was over, 2 weeks early. I drove into Port of Spain through a crawling, chalk, white mist, through the strong, heady smell of decaying jungle. And the cessation of sound was enormous in my ears. It was as though the rain had stopped on a shout. I got the specimens, two tiny tubes of dynamically living death. When I stored them away in the laboratory refrigerator, I riveted my mind on Ada's face and her incomparable voice.
We can do so much together, Scott. You're a savage like me. Remember how you looked at Shiva that first day? I could tell we're alike. No little stifling moralities. We're beyond such things, you and me, beyond pity or shame.
Yes, quite beyond shame. Or pity.
Be very careful, my darling. Eat only the caviar without the sauce. We'll leave all the rest for him.
The afternoon Paul Barton came back, I walked to the house he was so proud of. There was a mist, still on the ground, but thinning fast. The dry season had begun. The only sound beside my footsteps was the last rainfall dripping from the giant trees and the hushed, mysterious voice of the jungle itself. Ada met me at the door. You can't possibly understand about her face. Vitality isn't the word. There is no word. Her face was the indestructible essence of life. When I saw her, there were no more doubts. She took me into the room where she kept the Hindu gods, where Paul was already sitting over his tea.
Oh, hello, Scott. Come in. Well, you did invite me.
Of course, but you surprised me again. You're punctual as well as tenacious.
Help yourself to tea, Scott. I'll get the caviar.
Thanks, Ada. I'm sorry I disappoint you so often, Paul.
Disappoint me?
By not conforming to your preconceived portrait of an artist.
Oh, that's not where I misjudged. I had a preconceived portrait of the kind of man my wife thinks she wants. She wants a fool and a weakling.
Well, I won't sit here and discuss...
Here's the caviar, with sauce and without. And some new crackers over from England. Native pastry for you, Scott. You like sweets. Pull out that little table.
I'll do it.
Thanks, dear.
You're right, Scott. You're right. We won't discuss that. That's beside the point. We were going to discuss my counter-proposal.
Oh, Paul, let's not have unpleasantness right away.
You assume it's unpleasant, not for me. I just want to say I'm closing the laboratory. Push the crackers over, Ada.
I'd like to hear your reason.
The research is no longer necessary, and I want you to leave Trinidad.
You're worried about Ada, aren't you?
Oh, we're dropping the cultivated surface, aren't we? Well, yes. Caviar and sauce. My wife prepares us very well, Scott.
Yes. I wonder how well you know her.
I know her pretty well. Now you're thinking of the 50,000, of course. Oh, really, Scott, try this. Ada puts everything in it. Did I say something?
Put it down.
What?
Put the caviar down, Paul. It's deadly.
Scott, you fool.
Yes, there's everything in it, including death. Typhoid, amoebas, she prepared it very well.
Ada. Ada, is this...
I'm going to kill you, Scott. I hadn't intended to just yet.
I know. Oh, of course you'd have a gun. How many men have you killed, Ada? How many helpless, hypnotized men have helped you to kill and then have themselves died?
How many husbands? Lovers?
How did you know?
I'm not such a romantic figure, Ada. I came here with some previous knowledge of you. You see, I was sent here for a purpose. I didn't meet you by accident. But I didn't know what you'd be like. How much of a spell you and the rain could cast. But it's over. The rains and everything. Yes, I was sent to investigate because of all the insurance.
An insurance man, how dismal. You don't deserve even the...
You killed her. You killed her.
Yes. I killed her. Yes, I'm haunted. I keep away from rain because she flourishes if it rains too long. She comes back like a dank, strong jungle vine, flowered and perfumed, but tough to the core. She winds herself around me. She tries to drag me once more to that precipice above that darkness, an existence beyond shame or pity or morality.
Cobb appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox and will soon be seen in his first role since leaving the service, Anna and the King of Siam. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That indeed future two-time Oscar nominee Lee J. Cobb in an episode of Suspense from November 8th of 1945. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, Bob Bailey is Johnny Dollar in our latest five-part storyline. Known as the Callicles Matter, it resumes right after this.
Do you like a good detective story?
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What? What?
Talking about you, what? Silly
Every girl. Are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
Do you like a little danger?
Shot so close it lifts the brim of my hat. I dive for cover into the flower bed beside the house, and I play dead. Nothing happens for 30 seconds. Then I hear a twig snap somewhere near the gravel driveway. I slowly turn my head to the left, and I see him silhouetted in the moonlight. Guy standing there with his rifle in one hand and a handgun in the other. He's coming to put another slug in me to be sure that I'm dead. I ease my gun up to firing position, but if I miss him or wound him, it's going to be all over for me.
Perhaps you should investigate Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Imagination Theater, The Investigators. 22 cases of crime from Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Hillary Kane, Dameron, Mr. Darnborough, and more. It's New Time Radio in the old-time style, and it's some of producer Jim French's best work.
Now I'm walking back through the fog that boils up through the Vieux Carré from the Mississippi. Makes me feel like I'm the only human alive on Bourbon Street at 3 a.m. Only, I'm not.
Imagination Theater, The Investigators, is regularly $31.95. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $15.98. That's half price. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77.
There is an element of danger, but mostly it's just more of a puzzle than anything else.
Get your copy of Imagination Theater, The Investigators today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
At the recent Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, chip giant Intel unveiled an expanded product portfolio and new partnerships for the auto sector. It announced technologies to accelerate an automaker's transition to electric and software-defined vehicles, or SDVs for short, including an automotive virtual development environment co-developed with Amazon's AWS. Intel says it's looking to address automakers' cost and performance challenges, enabling faster, more efficient, and more profitable development and deployment, and enhanced safety and cyber safety. Intel says it can now offer a whole vehicle platform, including high-performance compute, discrete graphics, AI, power management, and zonal controller offerings. Already, Stellantis Motorsports has selected Intel as a key partner. More is at Intel.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio. Was on our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. From the spring of 1956, here is part two of the Callicles Matter. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Mrs. David Parsons.
Well.
We called Mr. Ecker and he told me where you're staying.
I was just on my way out to your home, Mrs. Parsons.
Well, I'd rather you didn't come to the house, Mr. Dollar. Couldn't I meet you somewhere?
Well, sure.
Better still, why don't I come by your hotel and pick you up?
That'll be all right.
15 minutes, is that too soon?
Well, that's fine. Mrs. Parsons.
Yes?
Your father-in-law know you're meeting me?
He did. I think he'd kill me.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Eastern Casualty and Trust Company, number 25 Yardley Boulevard, Boston, Massachusetts. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Callicles matter. Item 2, $4.55, one long-distance phone call. To Dave Blaine, Chief Investigator for Eastern Casualty. I explained to him that in spite of our information that David Parsons, Jr. had been missing for 10 days, people in Los Angeles connected with him seemed indifferent or irritated by an investigation. I told him how old man Parsons had tried to throw me out 3 times when I got around to suggesting that perhaps his son might have flown the coop with some money and bonds. Blaine told me to keep trying and keep on trying to get to the bottom of it. I took him at his word. It was a little after 2 o'clock when I saw Mrs. Dorothy Parsons pull up in front of the Beverly Hilton lobby. She wore a ribbon to hold her hair back in a convertible. A sundress showed off a pair of well-tanned shoulders. The dark glasses, the cigarette holder, and the smile did the rest in making her a very pretty woman. I suppose I look worried.
I keep as I can think of.
Yeah, let's try that out. I gave her what I could of a smile and let her think it over. She drove well, keeping her eyes to the road, both hands on the wheel. She was a careful kind. The rearview mirror was adjusted 2 or 3 times, looking for traffic cops. We went off Sunset Boulevard and onto the road that is set right by the ocean. The sun was shining. The air was warm. And I got to thinking, what business did I have worrying about a missing man on such a nice day?
Oh.
What is it?
Come on. I'm tired of driving. Let's walk along that lovely strip of beach.
Oh, now, wait
please,
a minute.
Miss Dollar, please. It's such a lovely day and the air is so good. Walk with me. Talk with me. Just a little while, and then we can talk about all these other things, too. I married David when I was not quite 18. He was almost 30. You see, that was 14 years ago. 14 years.
Go on.
He joined his father's firm, and he's been there ever since. We live well, socially, economically. I guess I belong to the keep your social position in mind club, don't I?
I don't know.
What do you think of me?
I met you today to talk about your husband, Mrs. Parsons.
But I've been talking about my husband. I told you about meeting him, about being married to him. What else is there to tell?
Now tell me about missing him.
What can I tell you about that?
Well, where he is, for one thing.
I don't know.
Any ideas?
No, none.
You're so pretty, I almost believe you.
You are a human being.
But I don't believe you.
I don't care. Tell me how pretty I am.
I don't understand you. I didn't understand your father-in-law. David Parsons is missing. No one wants to talk about it, do anything about it, make any moves. Now, what is this?
You're cross with me now.
Yeah. For some reason, I'd assume you'd want me to talk to somebody about your husband. You'd want to talk to somebody, too, that you'd want him back, want to know if he's well, if he's in trouble. And what happens? You spend an hour on a sunny afternoon showing me your best profile, doing everything, but getting down to the business at hand. I don't get it.
I'm sorry. I guess I don't blame you. What is it you want to know?
When did you see him last?
Last Tuesday morning at breakfast at home.
Tell me about it.
There's nothing to tell, really. He ate his breakfast, read his paper, put on his coat, kissed me, and left. I called his office at noon about something or other, and his secretary told me he hadn't come in. I really didn't know he wasn't around till Wednesday afternoon late.
How's that?
Well, Tuesday night, I went out with friends. Wednesday, I slept late. I presume David was in bed when I came in. I didn't look in his bedroom. Wednesday afternoon, Mr. Ecker called and asked to speak to David. Mr. Ecker told me David hadn't been in his office all day Tuesday. I checked his bedroom, and his bed hadn't been slept in Tuesday night, so I called my father-in-law.
Why didn't you call the police?
Why should I?
It only seems reasonable to me. Go on.
Mr. Parsons told me not to mention the matter to anyone, that he'd take care of it. He hinted... Oh. I'm bad at this, Johnny, because you have no idea... Well, I mean, Mr. Parsons Sr. doesn't hint. He's a very blunt person.
I met him this morning, yeah.
But I'll say he hinted that David might have gone off with someone else.
I see. Has he ever disappeared before?
Yes, many times.
When was the last time?
Last fall. For 3 days he was gone. Before that, it was in the spring. He was gone for a matter of 5 or 6 days.
When he came home on these occasions, what did he say? What did he do?
Nothing.
Oh, no, I can't believe that. I mean, if he's gone a few days without leaving any kind of word, when he returned, he must have had some explanation for it.
Oh, I suppose he did. He might have said something about getting even. I don't recall.
Look at me. Now, this is serious.
I'm looking at you.
You said you've been married to him 14 years. You said he joined his father's firm shortly after.
Yes.
What did he do before that?
He studied and traveled.
Didn't work?
He wrote or something, I don't know.
What kind of a man is he?
He's David Parsons, Jr. He's impeccable, brilliant, and honest.
As a husband?
Aren't you overstepping yourself somewhat?
A lot of personal questions will have to be answered about him by someone.
He's a very devoted husband and father.
Except for those times when he disappears.
Except for those times, yes.
Do you suppose he'll reappear this time?
Yes, of course. Why? Don't you?
He's your husband, not mine. The wind's coming up.
Yes.
Do you like some lunch?
I feel very much like going home.
All right. Mrs. Parsons.
Yes?
Did you expect me to make love to you out here this afternoon?
What kind of a question is that?
It's to the point. Did you?
Yes.
Why?
It's not a nice question to ask me. I think sometimes I'm quite attractive.
I think you must be attractive all the time.
Thank you. Why didn't you kiss me?
We don't have to go into that. Unless, of course, you want to tell me why you stalled me all afternoon. Do you?
Touché, Mr. Dollar.
One thing more. When I spoke with you earlier, you asked my advice in this matter. I advise you call the police about your husband.
Did you?
You know I did. I also advised your father-in-law to do the same thing. He said he'd kill me and himself before he'd call the police in. You said, or I thought you said, you'd call him in anyhow. That you were concerned about your husband and wanted him found. Did I get that wrong?
I don't want any police, Mr. Dollar. I don't think they're necessary. David will come back.
No police. What made you change your mind? Your father-in-law?
You said you only had one more question.
I lied. I've got 1,000 questions.
I should call home.
Come on.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
We walked up to the highway and climbed back into the car. She drove to the nearest filling station and public telephone booth. I waited in the car while she made a phone call. Some high school kids drove up in a jalopy in sweatshirts and jeans. They waved 10 pounds of wieners at me for no reason at all and asked me if I'd like to go on a wiener fry. I told them no. An old man with a bamboo fishing pole came in. He dropped a soggy gunny sack on the pavement while he disappeared around at the back. I went over and peeked in. Three pretty good-sized perch smelled out at me. I looked off at the ocean, just in time to see a pair of surfboard riders catch the creamy top of a roller, climb up on their feet, and wave to their girlfriend sitting in the sand. Nothing was wrong with the world. Nothing at all. Life was going on just fine. David Parsons, Jr. had been missing 10 days, and nothing was wrong at all. I lit up a cigarette. What difference did it make if a man was missing 10 days? Not a bit. Especially to his wife, who looked her prettiest when she told me practically nothing about his disappearance. The ashes fell on my lap.
I'm sorry I took so terribly long, Mr. Dollar. I had to call my father-in-law's home, too. There was a message for me.
Look, I'm afraid I'm going to have to go over your head, your father-in-law's head, everybody's. When I get back in town, I'm going to tell the police about this. I just decided while I was sitting waiting for you.
There won't be any need for that.
Huh?
David's come back.
What?
He's home. Now, that was the message. He'll be there when we get there. You see, all of your worry was for nothing. You and I, we could have had a perfectly lovely afternoon if we'd known this, couldn't we?
If you say so, Mrs. Parsons.
You all right, brother?
Yeah,
take it easy.
Better give me a hand with her. Can somebody call an ambulance?
Yeah, sure. You take it easy. I'll take care of her until...
What is it?
I'm sorry, mister. She's dead.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, trouble comes early and stays late. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by John Dawson, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
In the spring of 1956, that was part two of the five-part storyline, The Callicles Matter. We'll offer up the third installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard film star Lee J. Cobb in an episode of Suspense. And my question is about a fun role that he handled in a James Bond parody film series in the 1960s. He played super spy Derek Flint's boss in Our Man Flint and In Like Flint. But who played Flint? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Call me the Wanderer. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK77. Well, love it, darling. Come and go with me. Don't let me be beyond the sea. I know, darling. Come and go with me. Order That's Rock and Roll now to take a sea cruise with Frankie Ford while dancing in your blue suede shoes with Carl Perkins or run away with Del Shannon. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to pay just $19.98. Don't forget promo code ROCK77 to save on shipping. MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Enjoy 74 original recordings for only $19.98. Remember, promo code ROCK77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was. Before the break, we were talking about some James Bond parody films in the 1960s, which featured Lee J. Cobb as the boss. And in the role of super spy Derek Flint was James Coburn. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it. But hey, remember to stop by the website, winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.